May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as you may have guessed, it is Good Shepherd Sunday. From the hymns that we have sung to most all of the readings and the psalm and the collect, the theme is Jesus the Good Shepherd. And every year, on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we have this theme. We get a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, where Jesus announces that he is the Good Shepherd, the one who will lay down his life for the sheep. Now, I would guess that not many of us in this space have spent much time with sheep. I know I haven't. Horses I've had much of my life. I know horses, dogs and cats I know, hamsters I know, but sheep? Besides the fact that it was common in that time, why did Jesus use the metaphor of sheep and shepherd? I don't know about you, but I would much prefer thinking of myself as a horse or even a cat than a sheep. Why is that? Well, because one thing I do know about sheep is that they are not very smart. And they are certainly not able to get along on their own. Unlike horses, which can live wild, and sometimes dogs or cats, they can't really get along by themselves at all. They need a shepherd. So I wanted to learn a little bit more about sheep this week, and I read some things, and I read some reflections by Brother Curtis Almquist, who is a brother of the Society of St. John the Evangelist, who spent some time with a shepherd to sort of mull over this question. You know, what is important to us about this metaphor of the sheep and the shepherd? Well, he says, for one, Jesus is calling us sheep, which is not exactly a compliment. Sheep require an enormous amount of work. They are clueless when it comes to directions. Now that I can identify with. They get lost all the time. If the shepherd doesn't keep his eye on them, they will wander off. Not only will they wander off, they will get stuck. They'll get stuck in rocks. They'll fall into ravines. That's why the shepherd needs the shepherd's rod and the staff to care for the sheep. The staff, which our bishop carries, a representative shepherd's crook, is a hook. You've seen that. And that was used to hook the back leg of the sheep sometimes, or the neck of the sheep, to get it to move it to a safer place, depending on where it was and how it was best moved. Not very elegant, is it? But the shepherd would use this staff to rescue the sheep who got caught in thickets or rocks or fell down in a ravine, or just to catch a sheep that they needed to give it some medical care and they needed to catch it, so it would grab it by the neck. And the rod, you know, in Psalm 23, we hear, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod is a straight pole that's used to prod the sheep along when the shepherd is in back of the sheep. Or sometimes can be used for protection of the sheep. If there's a predator coming at the sheep, they would use that as a protection. So I thought to myself, how is it then that we get lost like sheep? You know that from the Messiah, "All we like sheep have gone astray." But how is it that we get lost in our lives or stuck when we don't follow Christ, when we don't hear his voice? Sheep are dependent on the shepherd as well, for they can't even really eat and drink very well by themselves. Sheep, if they are confined in a pasture, they will ruin the pasture. They'll eat it all the way down to the roots, so it won't grow back. Even if they're out kind of just walking around, if the shepherd doesn't move them, they will ruin the pastures. And according to Curtis Almquist, anyway, and the shepherd he was with, they can't even find water on their own. And if they find water, they won't drink from it unless it's still. And that's where that verse comes from in the psalm. "He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters." If the sheep are afraid or hungry or thirsty, they won't lie down. They won't rest. So this verse, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters," shows the provision of the shepherd for us, for everything that we need, for food and for drink and for rest. So this aspect of sheep raised this question for me. How is it that we humans destroy our own environment? If you look around at the world, you'll see that we have done just that in many places, just as the sheep will destroy their pastures. And how often do we neglect to drink from the living water that only Christ offers us? Questions from looking at the sheep. So in Psalm 23, there's this verse, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And Curtis Almquist had something to say about why it would be comforting, the rod and the staff, why that word was used. He says that the shepherd has to make necessary interventions with the sheep, like we talked about, saving them, pulling them up, putting them back on course, and that these interventions, although they may be difficult or painful, will ultimately lead to comfort. He says, "Necessary interventions, whether with sheep or with people, can be very difficult, sometimes quite painful, and yet ultimately for the good." So as much as I hate to admit it, the more I learn about sheep, the more I can see why Jesus uses this metaphor of shepherd and sheep. Because we all get lost sometimes, don't we, on our path, the path that we know we should be on. We all get stuck at times in our lives. We often forget to think ahead, and we consume far more resources than we need, at least in this country we do. We sometimes forget our need for God, for that living water which only comes from God, and look for water in other places or listen to other voices. But the good news is that our good shepherd, Jesus, the good shepherd, is always with us. And if we try, we can always hear his voice. We are never alone. And he will continue to search out every lost sheep till the end of time. Amen.